Hey, my nieces.
Hey. Hello.
How you doing?
Good. Fine.
That's great. So, this past weekend for the 4th, I had a lot of fun. I went to my cousin's house, they barbecued and stuff, and they bought their own fireworks. So, we did that on the street. And it was cute. I liked it. Oh, that was the video that I sent y'all yesterday. Yeah.
Fireworks look kind of close.
Yeah, because they bought their own.
I didn't watch the video.
Oh, well, thanks a lot. I guess I won't send you no more videos.
I'm sorry, I couldn't get Wi-Fi. Oh, yeah, in the car when we were watching fireworks, we had horrible Wi-Fi. We got there like 7:30 and didn't start till 10. So we were just sitting there waiting.
Well, 7:30, you know, that's still bright out.
Yeah, but there were other cars there, too. So we were sitting there, we got a spot. And we just sat there in the car and waited.
To 10 o'clock?
Yes.
Wow.
It was 10 o'clock exactly when the fireworks started, too.
And then they ended at 10:30.
Exactly.
So it was only 30 minutes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Because they were going on over here to about 1 in the morning.
No. It was like 10 to maybe like 10:30, 10:45-ish. And then there were a whole line of cars trying to get out, and that took like another half hour.
Because everyone wanted to take their sweet little time.
And the people that stopped at 1 o'clock, that was just people that bought their own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of late.
Well, 1 o'clock isn't even 4th of July yet.
Hey, I don't know. I just live here, okay? I don't know.
After midnight is no longer 4th of July.
That's what they do. And then you know what else? You're still going to hear fireworks next month.
For Labor Day?
For just because.
Oh. Why?
Wait, it's not going to
Because they people that buy them, sometimes they keep like one or two left to still light. I don't know why they do that, but anyone be like, they hear it a bit, boom. Because you're thinking that it's over with, but then I get scared because they scare me. I'm like, what? I thought y'all used them all.
We heard fireworks like 3 days before the 4th of July. You heard boom.
See? See?
But it's not really after that we hear them.
Yeah, I don't think we really hear them after. But before. Like, days before.
Mm-hmm. Well, y'all on the other side of town as me. I still hear them after.
Mm-mm.
Not every day, but, you know, just... Because, like I said, the ones that they keep.
Yeah. And then we got out the car to look to... See the fireworks and take a picture. It was loud, like really loud.
I don't like loud noises. They're very bothersome.
So then how did you take the fireworks? Because them things is loud.
In the car.
Mm.
With the windows rolled up.
Mm.
In her mouth that she kept wanting to take down and we were out.
It was hard to breathe.
Well, that's what a mask does.
Oh, I hate wearing a mask, Lord.
Like, she wants to take her mask down. She wants to move it around. She wants to talk. She wants to rub her nose every 5 seconds and just move the mask around. Constantly touch her face.
Because I have allergies.
And they are uncomfortable wearing them.
Even in December, you were still doing that.
Because I had allergies.
You don't get allergies.
Allergies are really, like,
not for you. But they're not.
My doctor won't say every season.
Exactly. Because they're not.
Speaking of, do you guys know if they say we still have to wear these masks or, like, we're done with it?
I think you still have to wear it unless you're vaccinated.
That's terrible.
Yeah. So I guess I'm going to be in a mask for a while.
Daddy's not back.
Exactly. He takes his mask off. So,
All of the time.
Them things are annoying.
Yeah, I don't like them. They really are. I mean, either you wear them or you get sick. You choose.
Yeah.
Or I cannot wear them. I get sick. I mean, you could. But why would you want to do that? Because they're uncomfy. Well, yeah, they kind of are. Like,
and they hurt your ears.
Yeah, if you have one for a long time around your ears start to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
It's just very... What are you doing this time?
That is Robert always making noise.
Once again, tell him that we're working.
He knows that, but he makes noise every time.
He really needs to stop making noise.
Oh,
you know, while we're working, you know, put all the pots and pans up. Put, like, caution tape all over the kitchen. No cooking.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Now he's my laptop is wet now because of you. It better still work.
I don't think Rob is supposed to be wet. Does it still work?
I don't know.
You should
try. I need a rag. Yes. So that was a wet rag into it? Oh my God.
You sound a little frustrated there.
Because I don't know. He always do this shit.
No, I do not.
What you doing? That's why I always be yelling at him because he always breaking stuff.
Show us the green. We had a phone,
oh boy,
like in 2015, and she was about to call someone, and it started speaking Spanish.
It started speaking.
Let me finish. And she broke it. And the password was easy, and she still broke it. She broke her tablet. She broke her other tablet.
Okay, so maybe I break things a lot. I also realized a couple days ago my new phone had a crack in it. But it's not the actual phone, though. That's the screen protector thing.
It broke her old phone.
I don't know how that happened.
Basically, if the Brandon touches anything, she breaks it.
But I don't! It's not me. It's the electronic itself.
Make sure my laptop still works.
That's it?
Yes.
That's good.
Hey. Are you still frustrated? You still frustrated?
A little bit, yes.
Well, at least it still works. It could have stopped working. What did you just throw, Mackenzie?
I don't know.
Mackenzie's sitting here. She's finding hot blue pieces on the floor. She decides to throw it across the room. This is why you can't have hot glue.
That's not true.
It is.
No, it's not.
You burn yourself with it.
Yes, it still works. Right, because you was going to buy another one. That was $200. Yeah, make that face on $200. Right. Okay. So, anyways, my friend is coming from Atlanta. My best friend. She's coming to visit, and I'm so excited.
That's what you said.
When teenage. I thought you said you didn't have any friends.
I do have friends. They're not here. They moved away.
That's still having friends. Oh,
God. But that's not friends like I can see every day and hang out, you know.
Well, you're not supposed to.
You know what? So that's why I say I don't have any friends. Because they moved out of state.
You know, you have, like, FaceTime and stuff like that.
Yeah, but they be busy having their own life. You know, working, whatever they got to do.
Well, don't you?
Yeah. Because when I call them sometimes, they're like, oh, I'm at work. Oh, okay, well, call me back. And then we forget to call each other back.
No, that would be her mom. Someone will call her, and she's like, oh, okay, I'll call you back later. She never calls back.
Mm-hmm.
Ever. And she's like, oh, yeah, I just got busy. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I'll text her, and I'll see her looking at her phone, and she'll just, like, ignore the text. Or one time, me and Mackenzie were talking, like, in a group chat, and we were, like, using emojis or something, and that was, like, let's say 7 o'clock that night. It's 8 o'clock in the morning the next day, and she's like, girls, why are you arguing? I'm like, what are you talking about? We're doing class. She was like, oh, wait, this is yesterday. Never mind.
She never checks the times.
Exactly. She doesn't know the times we sent the text messages.
Daddy just ignores us, so he'll find a way to get off the phone because he's always on YouTube.
Exactly. Like, I texted him a couple days ago. I'm like, okay,
he's always on YouTube, and I don't even think he's subscribed.
Like, oh yeah, we'll be back. We're gonna go to the bank. We'll be back in like 10 minutes. He didn't even respond. We got home. We're like, I texted you. Did you get it? He's like, oh yeah, I got it. I'm like, but you didn't even respond. You didn't say anything to let me know you got the text.
Or we kept calling him and calling him and calling him
like three or four times.
Did not pick up. We get home and he's like, oh yeah, I went to work. But the cord that he needs to work is still, like, outside.
In the same exact spot we left it. Like, yeah, I don't think he gets anyone to talk to us. It's in the same exact
spot. That's terrible.
It really I'm is. Not really sure if he was actually working.
I don't know. Someone's so much easier.
He said the Wi-Fi went out. Well, I mean, the internet.
Yeah, but the internet didn't go out enough for him not be able to use his phone. He was still watching YouTube. That was quite interesting.
Yesterday we were on the phone with him. And we were like, okay, we have to clean up. He's like, okay, take your time.
Is that good? Do you not want us to call you back or something? Like, whenever you say take your time, you know what that means, you know? Just take as long as you need. You don't have to come back. It's fine. Mackenzie, what did you have purple nail polish?
I made
it. Wasn't it just pink?
Exactly.
With my other clear bottle, I poured some of that pink in there, and then I had the blue. You see the blue in the back? Yeah,
I poured that blue in there. Yeah, because I'm just sitting here looking at the table. I'm like, when did we get purple nail polish? And it's a dark purple, too.
Yeah, it is.
So you're mixing colors?
Well, because I already put the pink in there, because I need to make, like, a darker pink, so I was going to put some black in there. But that probably would have just made purple again. So what I did is I just put blue and a little pink in there, and then still had some clear in there. So
yeah, to shorten it up, she's mixing color. What would you like to
do? I'm a child, and I'm making stuff.
Chemicals?
No. Door is open, and I have fans on.
Yeah, because nail polish is strong.
Not the nail polish I have.
No, nothing is strong. I don't know what type of nail set you had, but that was bad. Like, it's like 12 o'clock at night, and we're just sitting here, and she's making stuff. And it gets so bad. We put masks on.
I was trying to make a picture for a parent, and I used nail polish, like old nail polish that was clunky, or, you know, just didn't make it. So
it was bad. And then it was so bad, the smell lasted until the next day, and we could not come back.
That's terrible.
And she thinks that's normal.
It was fine. Nobody got harmed.
Just lay off the nail polish for a while.
Exactly. Okay. I told her she couldn't use any more nail polish remover because she used, like, a bottle in a week and a half.
The same one?
Yes. And by the time you go to Target, I have to always get more. Oh, and then our mom thinks she's going to stop buying us nail polish remover because we use too much. So we help. But it's not me. I'm not the one using too much. That's Mackenzie.
And I stopped using so much.
It's empty. That's why you stopped using it, because there's none left.
Well, that's not true, because I'll have it open because we might be doing our nails, and I'm trying to find something, and I turn my chair, and I accidentally, like, knock it over with my hand.
That happens too many times. That's like an every Saturday thing.
And I try to, like, scrape it up and put it back in the bottle, but it doesn't work.
So now you have nail polish all over the place.
Oh, the carpet's kind of messed up.
Oh, that's terrible.
It's old, but we were younger then. It's we haven't gotten a Santa in here for a while.
Honestly. We have that nail polish body you still can find.
Like, it's nail polish remover, might have been some clay.
You can't see nail polish remover. Some slime, glue.
Oh, yeah, glue.
Yeah. Hot glue.
Okay. Well, you can watch YouTube videos to see how you can get out the carpet.
Oh, we don't care.
Really?
I mean, yeah, I don't think we can fix it. And then our dad came in. He was like, I didn't know the carpet looked this bad. He tried vacuuming everything up. We're like, you know, some of the stains aren't going to come up. Some of them are
permanent.
They're there permanently. No. Mm. Sabrina tried fixing her doll's head. All right. Filled it with hot glue.
Y'all need plastic on the floor or newspaper when you do stuff like that.
At the time, nothing. We just did it directly on the carpet. But now we have to have a blanket out. I used to have stuff on the floor, but the stuff that I had on the floor wasn't big enough for what I was making. She'd like be taking up half the carpet, and she'd have a little washcloth. And she thinks that would be good enough. Then I'll pat it on the ground, leave the washcloth there for a little bit.
It wasn't
good. I'm not the best at fixing stuff.
No, you're not.
If something's not working right, I'll leave it alone for a little bit, turn it off.
Exactly, that's honestly how she fixes it. Like, let's say her phone isn't working right. She'll put it aside, turn it off. We know she's not on her phone, something happened. Or plug it up.
No. Speaking of phones, I thought I was going to have to buy me a whole new iPhone because when people call me and I put the phone to my ear, they sound so far away. And I was like, absolutely not. I'm not about to go buy another iPhone. So I went on YouTube trying to figure out how I could fix it, and I fixed it.
Oh. I fixed Sabrina's phone because it kept spinning.
Exactly. My phone would just randomly start spinning. Like, just spinning for no reason.
And when I got mad, I used to wish her phone would start spinning.
Exactly.
Spinning? Like how?
It would just, like, freeze up and there would be a little round thing and it would just spin. You know, I think it might have been because I didn't have a lot of storage and I might have had, like, maybe over 500 drops on TikTok. I think that might have something to do. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Why are you using my nail polish?
Here we go with this nail polish again. Get some newspaper.
I wanted to see how clunky it was. Because there were strings coming out of it.
She's putting the nail polish on a piece of paper.
Okay. You're banned from nail polish.
No. Yeah, she's going to use it tonight anyway. We know.
I'm not.
You will. The thing is, Sabrina has that nail polish that she opened a couple days ago, and just strings were coming out.
It was, like, sticky. I don't know what happened. Or no, you have Mackenzie. She'll come over to my desk, get my nail polish, and she'll be like, can I use this color? I'm like, no. She's like, please, I'll give it back. I'm like, all right, fine. So she uses the color, then decides, you know what, I don't want this color anymore. She gets another color. But I didn't say you could use this color, too.
You said you did not want me using that color.
I didn't, but you used it anyway. I didn't say you used two colors, though.
So I did you a favor, and I used the color you didn't like.
For that one time you took my blue.
You said I could use it.
No, I didn't.
Yeah, you did.
I did not say, Mackenzie, you can use that blue.
No, you said, I asked, can I use your green? Yeah, I like that, yeah.
I was in a meeting. I was not talking to you.
You should clarify who you're talking
to. No, I was... I was in a meeting, and Mackenzie sees the glue, and she asked me, she was like, can I use this? I'm like, oh yeah, I like that idea, knowing I have headphones in, and I'm not talking to her, but she takes it anyway.
You were looking at me.
Just because I was looking at you doesn't mean I was talking to you.
Actually, it does.
I was talking to two other people, not you.
You know, when you guys get into these little conversations that, like, kind of like a debate slash argument, I block y'all out. I'm just being honest.
That's not very nice.
That's not nice.
I let y'all get that off, and then we come back to reality. Just being honest.
Fine, then go ahead. You say what you have to say. Mm-hmm.
But if it gets too heated, then, you know, I come in like, hey, none of that.
Sorry, we were blocking you out.
Well, forget y'all then. But see, I wasn't arguing with y'all. I was just letting y'all know. See, that's the difference.
Like, Mackenzie let us know she didn't watch the video you sent.
Right. That was me. That was me.
I didn't have Wi-Fi, and then we got home at 8.
I was able to watch it. I saw the fireworks.
I didn't. I wasn't trying to. I was choosing the same music.
Oh, you were choosing the same music.
Well, then I won't send you no more videos. How about that?
I did not have any Wi-Fi. I couldn't even shop on Target.
It's okay. Don't feel bad. She doesn't listen. She doesn't listen to the videos I send her either. Or my text messages. Or my pictures.
Whatever.
Honestly, the only time she ever even reads the text messages I send her, and I'll take a picture, she'll be like, hey, can you send me that picture? And then I'll be like, oh, she read it this time, but she still doesn't respond, like, a thank you or anything.
Mm-hmm. What am I supposed to say?
Maybe thank you, you could like the message, you know?
No. I don't have to do that.
I guess not. Well, thank you so much for listening to this episode.
I usually close it out.
Then close it out.
Oh, my goodness. I'm always trying to take Does my it matter?
It yes, because I always do it.
But I be doing it, and then you come in with me. But whatever. Go ahead. Close us out.
Thank you so, so much for listening to this week's podcast. We post every Tuesday. When do we post on YouTube?
Normally it's Saturday and Sunday, but we didn't do it this week until Monday this week.
We're going to be, today is Monday. Oh. We're going to be posting on YouTube. And then follow us on TikTok, follow us on Anchor, subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Spotify.
Follow us on Spotify. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts.
And the rest of the places.
Yeah. Anchor and everything like that. Thank you, thank you.
And I have a side note. We're internationally known because we're known to rock the microphone. Hey.